to do it. Just let me do it. Let me use your tools.
Okay.
How you doing? No, you're good. You're good. You want to have a seat down on the side?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
See that?
We're busy.
He doesn't have any PowerPoints.
Right? We've got some PDFs, but we're going to do handouts because I think they're easier to see. And then the question I would just ask, everyone's pretty familiar with kind of how the site out there now. I almost wonder if it makes sense to take a lap.
It might make sense to walk out there.
Walk out there real quick. And I've got a page, if everybody's somewhat familiar, the first page of the presentation has got a handful of photos.
Why don't we? Okay, yeah, let's get the thing going. And
yeah, we'll figure
legal
it out.
And all that good stuff.
Okay. Are you signing, Chicks?
She's got it going. Okay, call to order the special session, City of Lapine City Council. Establish a quorum.
Stu Artan is present.
Connie Bree is present.
Don Griner present.
Karen.
Karen, you present?
Present.
Okay, Dennis Scott present. Quorum established. Let's pledge allegiance to the flag. And Jake, since you're up there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow, we had some good harmony kind of going there. I can really feel that.
Wow. People meant it this time.
Huh? Let's wait till Karen gets down here and then we'll start when she gets on.
Sure.
Or we can pass this out, I guess, while she's getting down there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come around and first. Hand them out. Yeah, let me say a few words just to sort of.
Yeah.
Set up the conversation. So,
sure.
It's been talked about for a while that the city would do a monument sign, a welcome sign, a gateway sign, sort of all those things wrapped into one here at the south end of town. We own the land. There currently is a sign out there that does the events and has the old city logo on it. But it's been talked about for a while that a signature sign, as well as some paving and a kind of expansion to finish up this city hall site complex, call it.
Let's not forget about this flagpole.
Well,
that's what started the flagpole.
Flagpoles are a critical element of that, and Brian will point out those on the designs he brought today. So the city solicited some proposals and council made a decision, and we've got Zabo Landscape Architecture, Brian Neerman here. Who we're working with through this project and process. And up to this point, all that's really occurred is that he's walked the site with us. He's got some information as to what it looks like now. He got the information on building off the branding initiative we did. And he's come up with some concepts to share with us today. So I reached out to basically everyone that was a part of the branding initiative that the city did back in almost a year ago at this point. Melissa Huck was not able to make it. Renita at Midstate was not able to make it. Dan Varco is not able to make it. Vicki Russell is not able to make it. And Christine O'Connell from Central Oregon Visitors Association is not able to make it tonight. So we tried. That's okay. Ann Gaywith is here tonight. So do you want to come have a seat Stu?
Yeah. Come on up here.
And I'm partly mentioning that is that this is a process. We're not deciding what the sign's going to look like tonight. We haven't even seen his concepts. So I think what I will do is circulate the proposed concepts with those folks I just mentioned. Give them a handful of days to offer some of their input. Can send that to Brian after this meeting, and he can sort of work it all in together. And then he'll be back in a month or so with a more refined concept, how to move forward. Ballpark timeline, to be conservative, is to say that this project would be under construction next spring, right after the snow melts, get everything done and in the ground. Could possibly do some of the hard elements before the winter, but it wouldn't make sense to really do the landscaping right before you're kind of, we're going to drop into tundra season. So I'll turn it over at this point to you, Brian, and you kind of, I did distribute these beforehand. I wanted to sort of do the reveal.
No, that's
and
okay.
Let you dictate the process and all
sure.
that.
If we want to distribute those, I can
yeah.
start talking at least
great.
About what everybody is initially familiar with, which is the existing site. And, thank you all for having me here. Again, my name is Brian Nerman. We're with Zabo Landscape Architecture. And the existing site and sort of project goals, as Corey had just kind of mentioned, are sort of finishing off and completing the improvements to the City Hall site and campus. Paramount amongst that are the incorporations of not only the flagpoles as you come into the city, but also sort of a welcome introduction and city identity, particularly with the heavy amount of traffic and through traffic here right along 97 and people coming in from out of state to the south. And so, this has a pointer, correct?
Yeah, let me take a look, make sure it's up.
Oh, I don't know that it'll
this will help. Needs to be on.
Oh, there,
then,
we
there we go. Got a little green dot. The green one.
Okay.
And then the arrows should.
The arrows do the.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. So this is the area just directly to the south, actually, of City Hall. We're sitting right here. This is an aerial photograph representing what's existing. And for reference, north for everybody is to the right side. So it's actually tilted a little bit on its side. Interstate 95 runs sort of right down here, and then what we have over here on the left side are a couple of character images of, this is sort of the greenscaping, landscaping, and drainage swale that runs just directly adjacent to 95, the concrete sidewalk that runs in between that and the City Hall parking area. And then these are some of the indicative of some of the improvements that have been done thus far. Long lined drainage swale with some planting. They've got currently some existing lighting that's out there, and then some plantings. These couple of images are show a little bit of some of the architectural detailings that are here on the City Hall building. And one of the concepts that we'll get into in the design and character of it plays off a little bit of some of that detailing to kind of match up with the City Hall and make it all of the design elements feel cohesive. The existing sign that's out there kind of sits right here right now, just inside this bend of the sidewalk. Corey and I kind of walked the site a while back and kind of evaluated a little bit initially where we thought the best location for the new sign, and essentially came to the conclusion that really the best location is to replace where it currently is. It does a couple of things. It's far enough out towards this point here that it shouldn't conflict with any expansion of parking in this area. As you get out more towards a narrow spot, it doesn't really become very functional or efficient for parking and drive aisles. So improvements to landscaping and signage, flagpoles would work well out in this general area. Plus, for prominence and visibility for people coming along 97, we wanted to get it as close to the road as possible, which again, right here as the sidewalk turns out, you get a little bit of extra square footage closest to the road. So for those couple of reasons, that's kind of why we're proposing to have the new sign in the place of the current. The first option that we have here, both of the options that we look at try to do a couple of things. Real roughly and loosely, we kind of laid out a little bit of what a parking scheme might look like. That's not really the scope of our particular project. I believe the city engineer is working on that. And go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, just on a side note, I was just going to elaborate on that real briefly. So Eric Huffman, city engineer of record, his crew was out here surveying yesterday. So they're going to be working on that in the next, call it, month or two. And then ultimately, when when you guys are finished putting together the CAD files for the sign, we ideally would like to integrate what the city engineer comes up with in terms of paving and maybe some landscaping features in there with what you come up with and then bid it all as one project combined. Yeah.
And we've contacted Eric Huffman, and he's been helpful with getting us some of the background information. And timing on that sounds like it actually be pretty good for he and I to work together a little bit to make sure that our two elements come together well in the end.
Perfect.
But for this iteration, this is kind of the extent of the existing parking lot right here. And I just did some offsetting of typical parking stall dimensions and drive aisle dimensions, mostly in an effort to, one, get kind of a grander look at how the whole build out might play out, and then also make sure that the location that we were thinking about doesn't have any potential conflicts or mess up anything that might be beneficial to the parking or other site improvements. So as mentioned before, the kind of new improvements and signage would fit right down here in place of existing. And essentially what we're looking at is sort of a rectangular raised planter that sits up. And generally what that kind of does to a certain degree is help the plants get away from a little bit of road debris, a little bit of shoveling. It helps them maintain, if you're shoveling that sidewalk in the winters or even spreading salt, those things are kind of can be detrimental to a lot of plant material. So a little bit of a raised planter wall not only helps protect a little bit of the plant material that's kind of a foundation here for the signage, but again, it also helps to elevate the proposed signage, give it a little bit of height and a little bit of prominence, and give the base sort of a foundation that really anchors it onto the site.
That'll help with 3 feet of snow on the ground.
Exactly. And so this one is fairly simply stated in design detailing. And this one kind of plays a little bit off of the branding initiative results and the city logo that was provided. We kind of saw that particular logo and text and font and the way it's arranged as being very elegant, but also very kind of simply stated, clean and classic with a slight contemporary tweak or spin, artistic spin on the Pinecone logo. So this one plays off of those stylings a little bit. Very simply stated, you'd have a stone column on one end that's just battered, plays into that planter wall as sort of a base, and then you could do a large piece of corten or weathered steel sheet metal, which would give essentially the backdrop. And all of the materials have sort of a natural feel. I don't want to say rustic necessarily, but to a certain extent rustic or earthy natural feel, which kind of blends well with sort of the Central Oregon mountain-esque area that we're in, and then also isn't overly contemporary. It's not, you know, it's not very modern, it's not overly out of style with the rest of the elements around. We were thinking there's a lot of options for the signage, and we can kind of talk through some of those as we get more towards a final design. But one option that looks very nice and has sort of a backlit component for in the evenings is you take this large piece of weathered steel sheet metal, and then you could laser cut out the letters and the logo, and then have it backlit from within, and then that has a glow in the evening, so that it's legible or visible as you drive by in the night. A little bit more fabrication involved with something like that, but it's not extensive. It's certainly not anything that's out of typical for sign manufacturers.
When I first read that on there, I went, I kind of like that idea. And then the more I was thinking about it, I really do see this sign as, in my opinion, would be not only for people entering town, but also for people heading south. And if you're heading south and it's laser cut, it's going to be backwards, isn't it? Or am I not thinking about it right?
You would essentially cut this whole component. This is actually looking north.
Or?
So in this elevation, the little person here would be essentially standing on the sidewalk.
Okay.
But you would, like you said, you'd have two pieces.
Okay.
And so you could flip one on the other side. That leaves a little bit of room in between them for the mechanical parts and the working parts of the lighting,
okay,
and et cetera.
Gotcha.
So you'd be able to see it from both sides. And what you mentioned kind of brings up a good point that I wanted to talk about and get input from everyone on, is right now both of these concepts are simply shown with the city logo. And again, as we get further on into the design, it becomes a question of exactly what do we want that to say. Do we want something like welcome to or thank you for coming, that sort of thing.
Do you want us to go around and ask questions on each one? Do you want us to wait?
Let's go through them real quick.
Okay.
Unless you have a question, feel free to interrupt.
I just want everybody to be able to ask whatever they want.
That's sure. Let's kind of go through and we'll look at both of them and then we can bring it all up and compare.
Sounds bad.
And then this one has, on this particular option, has all three flagpoles sort of integrated directly into the site right adjacent to the monument. And sort of from this angle, the American flag would be slightly raised in the center, and that one on plan view would sit kind of right there on the back end of the planter. And then the state flag and or the POW flag could sit on either side just outside of that planter. So you could essentially have the same flagpole height for all three poles, but one would be slightly raised for the American flag, giving it a little bit of prominence. One advantage to this one is it essentially puts all of that construction right into one spot. Upsides to that are constructability, and you can sort of mobilize, do all of your improvements to that particular area with minimal disturbance beyond that. The next one that we're going to look at, which I'll show right now, this one actually has a little bit more of a sequence of elements all along 97 that play into the character of the signage and the flagpole improvements and ties back towards the City Hall building. It's a little bit hard to see here, but hopefully on the printout plans it's a little bit more evident. But you could do it just a small two or three rail post and rail fence that would kind of come in from over here, go up to this first white dot on the screen here. That would be a small stone pilaster or pillar that kind of anchors the corners, and then same here is integrated into the overall signage. And this one has sort of more of a post and beam wood element to the construction. This is the one in particular that I was saying kind of ties into a lot of the architectural detailings from the City Hall building, particularly the little portable end details and wood bracing on the ends match sort of the post and beam and fenestration on the gable ends of the building here. And then that fence could continue, have another pilaster. Fencing then could continue in here between these sort of stone columns. And these are the three in which I would propose smaller stone columns again, functioning as the base for the three flags. And so this puts the flag sort of in line with the monument signage and in line with the walk. And essentially what that does, it does sort of spread out the construction, and it would have to be timed a little bit to be constructed with any improvements to the parking area to avoid conflicts. The benefit to doing something like this is the entry sequence kind of starts down here and goes all the way through to here, and then you have those detailings on City Hall. So it feels a lot more lengthy. And for an automobile driving in at a higher rate of speed than a pedestrian might, then you kind of your eye starts to get a hold of some of those cues, and it ties you in, and it makes the ultimate signage and flags a little bit more noticeable because your eye is already starting to catch some of the detailing, rather than a one monument sign and you missed it because you blinked or you were looking at the car in front of you like you should have been. Both options work in some plantings around the base of the signage.
This one, again, shows the three flags sort of in the background of this rendering, which background being sort of right over here versus right adjacent to the sign. Same thing essentially with the sign here is proposing sort of a Cortan or weathering steel panel. And this one could be done simply with pin stainless steel or some other contrasting element or material for the signage and letters itself. And then propose this one would be something, be like an uplit for evening. So you could have a couple lights down here that could light up into it, or even, shine sort of a wash of light against the columns to give that a little bit of prominence too. So both concepts try to address the overall project goals of overall improvements, visibility from the road, incorporation of entry sequence and signage, as well as flagpoles and monuments. They do it in a couple of different ways. This one's a little bit more traditional, plays off of the building architecture and spreads out the sequence. The previous concept, a little bit more clean line, balance off of a little bit of the design aesthetic of this, the logo, and has all the improvements sort of generally located to one particular area. So those are the kind of the differences between the two concepts, and a little bit of background on the design side of things. What we generally like to try to do is show two concepts at this level that have some significant differences between them, but accomplish the same goals just in different ways. Mm-hmm. Gives everybody here an opportunity to evaluate at least a couple different perspectives or approaches to the solution. And then what our job would be is to collect comments and input from all of you, and then use that to get your preference to guide the project towards a preferred alternative.
Good.
So those are kind of essentially meeting goals for today. Was get okay. your input and preferences.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a lot of input here right now.
Wonderful. That's great. Yeah. It's better than none. That's yeah. what we're here for.
In fact, we're going to start with our guest, Ann. Yeah. Okay. Let's start with you and what your thoughts are.
Can we just like put the two together?
I like
the concept of the stone. I'd like to see some of the wood in this. I like the raised bed for all the obvious reasons. The uplighting is not as effective in the winter, obviously, mm-hmm. because yep. it's covered with snow. Could you do the double panel backlit letters in this kind of sign as well?
Absolutely.
And I really think that in my opinion, the strung out or the longer sequence is way more effective for someone coming into a town, because you're right. It's like, oh, did you see that sign? But you have more of a feeling of you being drawn into the community when you have more to look at, I think.
In case you don't know, Ann is the chamber director. The Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
Thank you. The work is wonderful. I love both of them, but kind of a combination of the two is what I would like to see. I love bringing in architectural elements from the building itself. The building, of course, was acquired by the city. It's not something they built, so it's a design that they maybe, you know, would not have chosen, so let's make that an asset. Let's work on that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's all I
have. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right.
I agree. I like the wood on this, and it would be kind of cool to tie over some wood into this.
Tell them who you are.
Oh, I'm Trenton Tennant, the student counselor. But I do like the drawn out of this one. I mean, I'll kind of go back and forth, I mm-hmm. guess. But the drawn out is really cool because it emphasizes the city council, which is a big part of our, you know, city. Like, I see city council, and I think that's a large portion of what the city of Lapine really is. So I think emphasizing that with the sign tying into the city council, that is a large thing. Like, that's a good thing to accomplish. And I do like the stone bed surprising, and the more modern is of this one. Mm-hmm. It's like modern, but as you said, rustic at the same time. So it's a little tie-in of both. And I mean, Torrance, I like them both a lot. I mean, they're both really cool. So congratulations on.
And there's, thank you. Yeah. And there's ways. Generally, what happens is kind of exactly like you both started. A lot of the comments are, I like pieces of this and pieces of that, and the final end result typically becomes some sort of configuration, integrating parts and pieces for both options. So as you had mentioned, integrating wood into the first one would be a nice touch. And all of the things that you're talking about are easily doable.
I like this one here, the one with the I like where the flags are located also. It just looks like a pine to me. So I really like it.
Great, thank you. Okay, Don, what do you think?
I like the first design and that you showed, and the reason I like it is because it looks like it's more permanent. It looks like it's a solid sign, and that represents a city. We're going to have a solid city. And wood is kind of nice, but you got to take into account, too, the amount of upkeep on wood.
Absolutely.
And I believe this sign would require less upkeep, and if it's lighted, it would certainly bring in the idea that it's a good, solid community that they're entering into, in my opinion.
And that's a good point, too, that I hadn't mentioned, is the maintenance aspect of it. All wood has a certain amount of maintenance, and you had just kind of touched on that. We'd probably be using very large dimensional lumber and timbers, which generally deteriorate slower, but again, still would have maintenance issues, concerns.
Still has to be finished.
Has to be finished.
Has to be maintained. Go out and look at our floor on this building.
Exactly. Absolutely. Corey?
We'll go.
Keep going.
We'll hit with the council first. I'll go last, I guess.
I like both of them as well. I like what Ann said about incorporating the two together. I like that they're drawn out, except for that when you're coming into town, they wouldn't be drawn out towards the entrance. Coming into town, they'd be drawn out as you were leaving town, with the way that that's... Yeah. There's nothing on this end.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of room down there, so we could look at bringing that out and playing that out a little bit further.
And that's kind of what I'd like to see, something that would bring... Because otherwise, the first thing is the sign, and there's nothing that draws you to the sign.
Sure.
Yeah. So... But I do, I like this design better than the other design, but again, lifted because of the obvious elements of everything around here. And then uplighting just made me think also of the flags. If we're doing uplighting from the bottom, how's that going to work with the snow load we get out here and everything? So possibly another way of lighting the flags that's not directly...
Some flag poles manufacturers, and I'd have to do my due diligence and research different options and different manufacturers, but I know that there are flag poles available that have integrated lighting that light from the top down. That comes largely as a result of sort of the dark sky initiative to try to not have uplighting, but it works the same way. Be a little bit more challenging to change out light fixtures or burnt bulbs from that, but
that's Jake can handle it.
And then the other really well. He wants a boom truck, or at least can.
Yeah, walk. There you go. It'll just help him get more equipment than on the sounds of it. And then the other thing, nobody's mentioned what we would put on the sign, but I'd like to see when Lapine was established on the sign.
Okay.
Me as well. I think that'd be an important one to put on there.
Doesn't the one out there now have established and incorporated on it? Just says incorporated?
Established.
It says established. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, established 1910, right here. Yeah. So would you want to see established or
established incorporated would be kind of cool, so that people have a sense that its community has been around a long, long time.
I just was wondering. I couldn't remember what was on there.
Stu, give us your input here.
I think you did a pretty good job. I like it. Before I forget, along with the established and incorporated, the dates, the
small town strong.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Would be nice on there. I think a combination of the two. The brick is definitely the strong side of the Lapine Strong. The wood is kind of our heritage because Lapine was a major timber producer for Central Oregon. A combination of the two somehow. Take your beams and play off of the higher stonework coming across the top.
Yeah.
Instead of on both sides, yes. Just do one side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the raised flower bed or plant bed because of the mentioning of the snow. I like the drawn out concept. Coming from the south, like was mentioned, you don't have anything to draw your eye. You start with the sign. Well, if you could center, you could start with maybe down at the far end, start with your POW MIA flag, and then, you know, alternate them, or there's something that can be done there.
Yeah.
Or you could do the small town strong, starting out from the south.
I was going to say, maybe a there. Smaller and then, version, so small town strong, and then the main
right,
sign.
Right, and then the big
one. Some for the stuff written on one side.
Exactly, because I was thinking that was almost too much on one sign.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give my input. This is
were you done?
I wasn't done.
Stu's
done. Stu's done.
That took
it. Okay, sorry.
Gives me a chance to catch my breath. The lighting on the flags, I think, can still be done from the ground. The ones I have looked into those from the top, the lighting down, and they are a major undertaking as far as maintenance. The ones from the bottom up, if you do a pedestal, you know, you're above that most of the snow that we get. So I think you can still go that way.
But the lights depend on.
And if we're sequencing things out, like we're talking about in option two, that I think most people would prefer, you can incorporate into that base something a little bit, make the base a little bit larger, potentially, to accommodate a light fixture within the same base as the flagpole. I think generally, they like to try to get a little bit further distance between the light and the flagpole to get a little bit better angle, but we can kind of play around and look at that. So that might be an option too, to keep up above the snow level for most of the year.
Mine didn't get buried this year.
Really?
Yeah. And well, the pedestal is probably this tall.
And yours is in the pedestal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's brand new. It was the first year for it.
Okay.
The other one.
It was a good test here.
It was a good test. A very good test. But I think you've really captured what, at least a base for us to start with here. I really think we've got some. Okay.
Glad to hear that.
Okay.
I like the raised base. We actually, for St. Charles, when we had that public meeting, we actually sort of steered them to having a facade that was a natural big beam wood, and they put that in there.
Okay.
You know, they changed it so that, you know, I know it was hard to take care of, but we sort of led them in that direction, because that was the theme of Lapine. So I like the raised base. If you could just do the raised base and put the wood on top.
Very good.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I think, I'm sorry, but I think the wood is, you know, the big beam wood is a theme of Lapine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we've steered most everybody, the lodges, the everything in that direction. I like the everything laid out more. I like this third area because I know I mentioned to Corey one day, we don't have any real signage that says what's happening. You know, we have the sign down here, but if we incorporated the third bay at some point, I'm not saying now,
mm-hmm. sure,
but at some point, maybe
more of an event
putting side. Something else up that, mm-hmm.
that can be changed with
that can be
events.
Changed mm-hmm. with yeah. dates and times and stuff.
Okay.
And the other thing I was thinking is that we got a transit center going in. We have nothing in North Lapine. We're going to want to put more of items like this, at least in two places in the city. So I'm thinking we don't want to make it so complicated that we can't take the same design and transplant it somewhere else.
Perfect.
And that's basically my input, I guess.
I think that anything you do of this size is going to be something that the rest of the community is going to look at and consider whether they want to adopt it or not. And so right. I think looking at it carefully, being sensitive to our timber heritage, I think is very important in my mind. So, yeah, something that is going to, we can say, well, you know, carry it through to any new construction, any new signage, anything.
But we always have to come back to money.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're still in dream phase.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't want to get there too far.
Do we have to pay for this?
No. You have to run everything.
On a note that you mentioned, Dennis, transplanting this to the north end. I don't think we can transplant this to the
not
north
the same end. Thing.
Not the same
play
thing.
Off of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something
play
similar.
Off of it.
Play
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Like the beams. Mm-hmm. Maybe
right.
the beams.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same yeah. idea. But
you know, it doesn't have to be all three flagpoles. Maybe
right.
one.
Okay.
You know, but I don't want to have to. I don't want the city to have the major expense again of dreaming up something else. And the transit center.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to want something at the transit center.
Yeah, after the streetscape project,
yeah,
it'll be wise for us to look at the triangle at Huntington and the highway mm-hmm. as a gateway onto Huntington, and then also the trip. Yeah, like you said.
You know, maybe it's just the metal sign itself.
And maybe you do the event sign at the transit center because that's where a lot of people end up.
And it doesn't make sense to have it totally at one end, especially the end.
That's a city
sleeping.
Center, which would
yeah.
might be a city center. Maybe that's
right.
where you put an event type sign that can change out.
Well, that's where people are traveling the slowest and
mm-hmm.
more apt to take the time to read something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're going to give people information as they're leaving town. They're not going to turn around, so if you can catch
right.
them in the middle of town,
but they can be impressed when they leave.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Hey, I want to come back.
Oh,
I want to come back.
That.
But the whole thing is, I think it's a good idea to get it up off the ground.
Yeah.
But you have to stay with a beam concept.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This bottom wood would just deteriorate over time. It would just be a maintenance nightmare. But this whole top piece would work good.
So okay, this is a round table, so anybody
else throw
it out here.
I pretty much echo what everyone else has said in terms of definitely having the raised bed. I do like the staggered element to it. I think that's a really creative idea that I certainly hadn't and wouldn't have thought of. So kudos for that. I think more wood than the first one, but less wood than the second one.
Yeah.
Is my thought.
Yeah.
I think wood is an essential element, but maybe not the most prominent element or the foundation itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you could. I mean, it's kind of a structural element in this one.
Maybe just
it could be an aesthetic element.
Yeah.
So just,
maybe two stacks of stone with a big beam on top.
Something like there you go.
This
you
know. This.
So. I trust you can incorporate that. Those are kind of my main take-home things. I do like in this one, maybe not the fence necessarily, but you see how you taper it down. You showed more of a taper.
Yeah.
So something that extends a little farther south to grab your eye when you're heading north before you get to the sign. That was said as well. So I'm just kind of echoing the same things everyone else.
I like Stu's idea there. He's got.
Bring the beam, large beam across.
Beam, the beam just beam, yeah, one.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like the metal idea of the sign being metal. Like you see, Safeway and Ben's got kind of like almost a distressed metal look to it. Mm-hmm. That Safeway sign, mm-hmm. I really like that. Mm-hmm. There's ways mm-hmm. you can incorporate lights in it to light it up.
And yeah. in kind of what I'm thinking is, it's a. We'll look at a lot of the metal options, but mm-hmm. It's called. Cortan, I think, is actually a proprietary name, or weathering steel, and it's essentially a different. it's a steel that has some different alloys in it, which allow it to weather to a certain extent, and then it essentially stops weathering. Okay. So it doesn't weather and rust completely through. It weathers just a little bit, and it gives it sort of a very natural, very earthy tone to it. It's not anything that needs to be continually
treated or anything.
If scratched, that new scratch will then weather and essentially stop. And it's a very durable material also that a lot of people or engineers will make bridges out of and a lot of exterior structural improvements.
So I think we've come a long ways on that one as far as to put on the sign. We just don't want to make it look too cluttered.
Keep it simple.
You know, Pine Oregon is very clean.
Small, home, strong.
Pine Oregon.
I mean, I don't know if that's more important than established or anything like that, but we don't want to get it too cluttered.
Sure.
So I like the idea of the small separate sign. I think leading in and out.
Would it look too cluttered? Well, and you wouldn't be able to see in the snow, but if you put something that was down on the foundation,
on the stone.
Or is that making it too cluttered?
Potentially. We'd have to look with proportions. And I can play around with that. But or I thought about that to a certain degree at some point.
Or up on the beam.
That's an idea.
Vertically on the column. That would be a good spot, especially for something as small as established and incorporated.
Yeah.
Because we spend a lot of money for small tone strong.
Yeah.
and a lot of money for the pine cone, so we gotta use those.
Would burning the established into the beam?
Yeah, better than rhubarb or something.
How many more sessions do we get with you to decide what happens?
What happens? Well, we can kind of work through this. I think all generally next steps is, which you guys have made it to a certain degree very easy, because you're all generally in consensus on overall direction with a few variations here and there, which is nice. A lot of times input can be divided and decisions not made. But generally, I think everybody's kind of going and headed the same direction and giving me more than enough clear, concise input on preference. Next steps would be, I'll take all of your comments here and kind of combine these two based on everybody's input today and look at where we might incorporate established, incorporated, small town strong. I'll work with the proportions and the overall design to make sure it doesn't feel too cluttered, that it doesn't feel too busy, because you don't want to like overwhelm people in that short time where they're driving by and have too much to look at.
Right. Well, they're going to be going slow enough, don't worry.
We'll get them to slow down because they want to take a look at the sign and the flags.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like they do now.
Let's have some, can I go to public comments? Let's have the public. Do anybody have any opinions or, this is open to everybody. This is the city.
I kind of like that everybody's incorporating both because they're both such nice signs, but I do think the wood on, I love this one, but I think the wood on there would bring it up.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Anybody else?
I think what you're all saying about possibly having a theme for Lapine because of this area, so that when you do the transit center, like you were all discussing, you could just take certain key elements of this and bring those to certain spots throughout the city to kind of have you know, it would be cohesive. It would look like we had planned different little areas. So I like the spread out version for that reason.
That comment, along with Anne's, kind of echoes something that Corey and I had talked about initially a little bit with Stu as well, early on in the process of, it's a relatively small moment and a small gesture compared to the overall size and scale of the city, but it's something that we kind of want to raise the bar and set the standard and have this sort of iconic element here that starts to inform the vernacular and sets a precedent for what type of stylings and aesthetics that the city wants to promote. And that was kind of the intent.
Danny, anything?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Can you go on to the next screen that shows the other option? Excuse
me. You bet, I think. There we go.
What are you squinting for? You're a young man.
Coming yeah.
Get up there and
yeah.
Walk, I gave him a hard copy.
Take a look.
Yeah,
take a
look
at it. Got his hard copy.
Got another engineer looking at it. Watch out.
Yeah. He's here at every single meeting, so we got to
keep on his input. I love rough cut beams, and I love straps with them, mm-hmm. and I like rock. So mm-hmm.
yeah.
And I think combining those two, and then maybe at the transit center we could just have some rock, a beam, and a sign.
Yeah. What do you think, Ben?
Maybe no flagpoles.
I mean, I don't know if this is realistic, but it'd be cool to be easy for people to get in and maybe take a picture with the sign. Mm-hmm. If Pine Grove's enough where people want to come here and they were here, they went fishing, they went hiking, they went to very, mark that space.
Take a selfie with the sign?
Yeah,
a
selfie with the sign.
$10
piece. Well, we're going to be doing we've got the Travel Oregon grant, so we'll be doing wayfinding signs for the Newbury Country Trail. And so whatever comes out of this, I think we'll try to incorporate in those signs for that as well.
That on the front of a brochure for activities in the area would
yeah,
look really nice.
Be nice.
I mean, I think that incorporates everything. A mm-hmm. strong foundation, mm-hmm. the wood of the past. I mean, boy, now I'm starting to sign like
Mandela. Maybe you're shaking hands with the President of the United States right there.
Yeah.
See it.
Well, okay.
Wait. Are you talking around it?
Around it.
Just
to walk
like around
that?
Easy access.
Yeah,
access building. So we can walk down there, park down there, get out, take pictures, sign.
What about one of your benches? Incorporate a bench.
Near it? You bet.
Near it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of a piece of fence, have
a bench.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Nothing.
He's squeaking his pen over
there. Oh, squeaking
his pen. You could do the base of the bench with some of the rock.
Yeah,
with a bench on it.
Fountain on a commode, too.
Don, you're pretty quiet.
That's the transit. That's the same.
What are you really thinking?
No, I'm just listening.
Well, no.
I already expressed my opinion.
You don't think the wood should be involved?
I just like the concept of the other sign. And if you want to put a wood beam or something across it, that's fine. I mean, but that's my personal opinion.
Okay. Okay, Karen, anything else? Or we have another meeting we have to go to here. So.
All right. Next steps is I'll come back to you with a preferred alternative, combining everything we talked about. Also start to try to get a little bit of cost estimating incorporated into this too. Corey can explain on that a little bit more if need be, but generally speaking, as the designers were a little bit behind current construction estimates, which contractors and subcontractors and material suppliers have a better pulse for, but we try to get our numbers from them. We try to get as accurate numbers as possible, but know that there's a little bit of guesswork in our estimating, and where bids come in at the time of the construction project is based on current market rates. So, but that will be another piece to the next phase. Circulate around again for everybody with comments and
And then hopefully after those revisions, we're exactly where we want to be.
Okay. Probably about a month from now.
Probably about a month from now. Yeah. I think, as you mentioned, you were going to circulate these with a handful of people that weren't here this evening.
Yeah.
And once we get any comments back from them, give or take 2 to 3 weeks for our office to incorporate everything and finish it all up to the next level anyway.
Is there any reason that they can't email us something a little bit early so that everybody has a chance to look at it before he gets here and then they can have their suggestions ready?
I can send it out ahead of time.
Sure.
Yeah, with a packet kind of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think this is very positive. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It seems easier than I thought it was going to be.
Well, good.
Thank
That's
you very
intent.
Much.
Doing a good job.
That's the intent.
Okay, any other public comments out here? Nothing else? Okay, this part of the Murray. Do you have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Again.
Going to go through the A and A's. Yeah, we'll transition to the dais.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes.